नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये श्रवणं स्वतः कृष्ण पुण्य श्रवणं कीर्तना हृदया अन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहर्षतम् नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टुकी मुखं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपात्रमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदीनतारणम् परमानन्दमाधवम्
श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So we're reading from Canto 2, Chapter 5, Shloka 10. It's a very beautiful verse. Nanartam
Nanartam
Tava
Tava
Tach
Tachapi Chapi
Yatha
Yatha
Mam
Mam
Prabravasvisi
Prabravasi
Bho
Bho
Avijnana
Avijnana
Avijnaya
Avijnaya
Param
Param
Matta
Matta
Etavat
Etavat
Tvam
Tvam
Yato
Yato
Hi
Me
Me Nanartam Tava Tachapi
Nanartam Tava Tachapi
Yatha Mam Prabhavesibho
Yatha Mam Prabhavesibho
Avijnaya Paramatta
Avijnaya Paramatta
Etavatvam Yato Hime
Etavatvam Yato Hime
Nanartam Tava Tachapi
Nanartam Tava Tachapi
Yatha Mam Prabhavesibho
अविज्ञाया परमत्ता अविज्ञाया परमत्ता
एतवत्त्वं यतो यतो हि मे
एतवत्त्वं यतो हि मे
नानृतं तव तच्चापि
नानृतं तव तच्चापि
यथा मां प्रभवेसि भो
यथा मां प्रभवेसि भो
अविज्ञाया परमत्ता
अविज्ञाया परमत्ता
एतवत्त्वं यतो हि मे
एतवत्त्वं यतो हि मे
वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग
नॉट
अनर्थं
अनर्थं
फॉल्स
तव
तव ऑफ योर्स
तत्
That.
Cha.
Also. Api.
Api.
As you have stated. Yatha.
Yatha.
In the matter of. Mam.
Mam.
Of myself. Prabhravisi.
Prabhravisi.
As you describe.
Oh my son.
Avijnaya.
Avijnaya.
Without knowing.
Param.
The Supreme.
Matta.
Beyond myself.
Etavat.
All that you have spoken.
Tvam, yourself.
Yataha.
Yataha.
For the reason of.
He certainly.
Me.
About me.
Translation by Jayashil Prabhupada. Whatever you have spoken about me is not false, because unless and until one is aware of the personality of Godhead, who is the ultimate truth beyond me, one is sure to be illusioned by observing my powerful activities. So So please repeat. Whatever you have spoken.
Whatever you have spoken.
About me.
About me.
Is not false.
Is not false.
Because unless.
Because unless.
And until.
And until.
One is aware.
One is aware.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Who is the ultimate truth.
Who is the ultimate truth.
Beyond me.
Beyond me.
One is sure.
One is sure.
To be illusioned.
To be illusioned.
By observing my powerful activities.
By observing my powerful activities.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. The frog in the well logic illustrates that frog residing in the atmosphere and boundary of wall, boundary of a well, cannot imagine the length and breadth of gigantic ocean. Such a frog, when informed of the gigantic length and breadth of the ocean, first of all, does not believe that there is such an ocean. If someone assures him that factually there is such a thing, the frog then begins to measure it by imagination, by means of pumping its belly as far as possible, with the result that the tiny abdomen of the frog bursts and the poor frog dies without any experience of actual ocean. Similarly, the material scientists also want to challenge the inconceivable potency of the Lord by measuring him with their frog-like brain and their scientific achievements. But at the end, they simply die unsuccessfully like the frog. Sometimes a materially powerful man is accepted as God or the incarnation of God without any knowledge of actual God. Such a material assessment may be gradually extended and attempt may reach to the highest limit of Brahmaji, who is the topmost living being within the universe and has a duration of life unimaginable to the material scientist. As we get information from both most authentic book of knowledge, the Bhagavad Gita 8.17, Brahmaji's one day and night is calculated to be some hundreds of thousands of years on our planet. The long duration of life may not be believed by the frog in the well, but person who have a realization of the truth mentioned in Bhagavad Gita accept the existence of a great personality who creates the variegateness of complete universe. It is understood from the revealed scriptures that the Brahmaji of this universe is younger than all other Brahmas in charge of the many, many universes beyond this. But none of them can be equal to personality of Godhead. Naraji is one of the liberated souls, and after his liberation, he was known as Narada. Otherwise, before his liberation, he was simply a son of maidservant. The question may be asked why Naraji was not aware of the Supreme Lord, why he misconceived Brahmaji to be the Supreme Lord. Although factually he was not, a liberated soul is never bewildered by such mistaken idea. So why did Naraji ask all those questions, just like an ordinary man with a poor fund of knowledge? There was such bewilderment in Arjuna also. Although he is eternally the associate of Lord, such bewilderment in Arjun or Narad takes place by the will of the Lord, so that other non-liberated person may realize the real truth and knowledge of the Lord. The doubt arising in the mind of Narad about Brahmaji's becoming all-powerful is a lesson for the frog in the well, that they may not be bewildered in misconceiving the identity of personality of Godhead. Even by comparison to personality like Brahma, so what to speak of ordinary men who falsely pose themselves as God or an incarnation of God? The Supreme Lord is always the Supreme, as we tried to establish many times in this purport. No living being, even up to the standard of Brahma, can claim to be one with the Lord. One should not be misled when people worship a great man as God before his death as a matter of hero worship. There were many kings like Lord Ramchandra, the king of Ayodhya, but mentioned in the verse, none of them are mentioned as God in the revealed scriptures. To be a good king is not necessarily the qualification of being Lord Ram, but to be a great personality like Krishna is a qualification for being the personality of Godhead. If we scrutinize the characters who took part in battle of Kurukshetra, we may find that Maharaj Yudhishthir was no less a pious king than Lord Ramchandra. And by character, study of Maharaj Yudhishthira was a better moralist than Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna asked Maharaj Yudhishthira to lie, but Maharaj Yudhishthira protested. But that does not mean that Maharaj Yudhishthira could be equal to Lord Ramchandra or Lord Krishna. The great authorities have estimated Maharaj Yudhishthira to be a pious man, but they have accepted Lord Ram or Krishna as personality of Godhead. The Lord is therefore a different identity in all circumstances, and no idea of anthropomorphism can be applied to him. The Lord is always the Lord, and a common living being can never be equal to him. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Miltam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Gadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutupad Kamlam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sarvajatam Sagana Raghunatham Sushyam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vrishya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, welcome everyone for Ishtagoshti on Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a very, very interesting shloka and a very interesting purport. Srila Prabhupada is using, here Srila Prabhupada is using example of frog mentality to compare today's materialist scientist. And I was just thinking that, you know, it's so much, whatever's happening around us today, we can so much relate to this shloka, that all the scientists and all the material advancement in science is not able to find out the nature of this small creature, a small germ, which is creating so much havoc in the world. So what to speak of higher science like Krishna consciousness, what to speak about higher consciousness, what to speak about things beyond life, when such a small thing cannot be gauged, and various theories are coming up. First they say the kids are only the adults are at risk. Now you see in New York, half of the population is between 30 to 40 or 25 to 40 who are infected. So, and they keep saying mutating, it's mutating. So, it shows that how limited our senses are, how limited our science is, when we are not able to find something, find solution for something so temporary or so small, and we're trying to use these limited senses to attain, you know, attain highest perfection, or trying to assess what is the purpose of life. And that these times, you know, we realize that how fortunate we are, that we are in touch with devotees, we have all these preachings by Srila Prabhupada, all these teachings by Srila Prabhupada, we have all these wonderful lectures, and where he is continuously begging us that try to understand, you know, that what is the purpose of life. In today's class as well, I was listening that Srila Prabhupada's one pastime is by quoted by Guru Maharaj that Srila Prabhupada was giving a class about Dhruv Maharaj and how Dhruv Maharaj met Supreme Personality of when Dhruv Maharaj met Supreme Personality of Godhead. And while during the class, His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada was taught by His Guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that to go back to Godhead, we have to perfect our life and you should go to Godhead in this lifetime. So this was the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada's Guru to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's Guru, Srila Prabhupada to our Guru. And our Guru is telling us every time, you know, do not waste this life. Use this life to go back to Godhead. Make this life perfect. And there's nothing left in this world apart from this. You see, life is so temporary. It's the what pandemic we are going through right now. Doesn't recognize if somebody is Indian, somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody is British, somebody is Chinese, somebody is American. Same way, all the rules of Prakriti are same for each one of us. And the solution for such misery is also same for us. Like how misery is same for us, which is Jan, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Same way, the solution for the misery is also same for us. And we are so fortunate where Srila Prabhupada has come to this world. He's interpreted this complex code for us and he's made simple for us. What we have to do is we have to just walk the path. He's already shown us the path and we just have to walk the path. So what we learn from the story from when Dhruv Maharaj was going to Godhead and when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was explaining the host pastime and from his instruction to Srila Prabhupada and how Srila Prabhupada took his instruction so seriously, I think we all have to take that very seriously as well. And here it is explained by frog logic, you know, the frog Niya. In one of the class, Srila Prabhupada mentioned something called Niya. So Niya means logic. So this is a frog logic. There was another logic Prabhupada gives. I don't know remember the name, but it was called moon logic. So something to do with that if someone sees moon through the two branches of tree, or a kid sees a moon through the two branches of tree, he feels that moon is trying to rest on the tree. So we are, what we understand from these logics is that we are illusioned by seeing something on material platform and try to speculate our own logic around it. So Guru Maharaj was telling his pastime during early days when he joined the temple in Buffalo. It was his first week, and after listening about Krishna so much and participating in various activities in the temple, on first Saturday they were going for Harinam. So somebody was trying to ask someone and somebody was saying something, the senior devotees who had been in movement for 1 or 2 years, they were like saying, "Oh, don't speculate." So Srila Prabhupada was whenever he was going and he was asking something and someone was telling something, and then if some senior devotees is passing by something and they saw anything which is not as per the Srila Prabhupada's teaching, they would say, "Oh, do not speculate." So on this Saturday, when they were going in the van, all the devotees sat, and there was one new guest who was doing a bike tour of America. He also stayed overnight in the temple. So they took him as well. So he put his bike on the van, and they put him in the van. All the devotees, all the Harinam Kirtan party was sitting in the van, and they were all chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And this new guest opens his eyes and looks towards Guru Maharaj and asks, that, do you think, am I correct if at all, whatever we are thinking at the time of our death, based on what we are thinking at the time of our death, our destination is decided. So, you know, when there's a small kid and he's trying to explain something in front of his parents, and if he's unsure, how he does, like, he's very careful in saying what to be said. And Guru Maharaj was very careful in saying, and he was like checking, he was always saying something and checking towards the temple president. He was looking at the temple president every time he said something. So after the Kirtan party, when they came back to the temple, this temple president walked up to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj was very anxious that what will he say. And this temple president walked up to him, and he said, "Good, you did not speculate. You said what Srila Prabhupada said." So I think we have to apply the same logic. We shouldn't speculate, especially people who are, or devotees who have been in the movement for some time. I mean, especially like person like me, at times we speculate, doesn't matter if we don't do this, or doesn't matter if we do it like this, or doesn't matter what's the harm in doing this. So we fall in this trap of speculating. And to avoid such thing, we should always listen to Srila Prabhupada. We should always think we should inquire from the Guru. We should inquire from senior devotees, you know, if we are unsure about in any situation or in our devotional life. Now these, Prabhupada was not very favorable for these material scientists, because all these material scientists, they try to preach that we have all come from matter, and they're trying to make us atheist, because they say that, oh, we've come from matter, and once we die, there's no life after this. So they're trying to promote a mentality that enjoy as much as you can. And if we follow that, then then we simply waste our life, because we'll be just engaged in satisfying our senses and enjoying life. The concept of enjoying life means satisfying your own senses, and we know that with the limitations we have, we cannot. There will be always ever increasing bundle of desires. We'll fulfill one, there will be 10 more, and when we'll fulfill 10, there will be 100 more. It will never finish, and it will lead to frustration, like the example Prabhupada gave of frog, that by using his imagination and by following pumping his belly to just measure the ocean and getting bursted. So he also gave an example of Chabak Muni, who was also atheist, and he promoted a concept that we should eat ghee. So because in Indian families or Indian household, eating nice food is a part of opulence. And to show that we're eating good, lots of preparations are made with ghee to make it rich and show the opulence. So this Chabak Muni kept promoting that we should eat ghee, and we should beg, borrow, steal, and we should eat ghee. So Srila Prabhupada didn't like the preaching, because he's again putting us on the material platform, and he's encouraging us to commit sin. Similarly, there are many materially powerful personalities moving on in the purport. Srila Prabhupada is saying that sometimes lots of material powerful men are accepted as God. So many times, you know, like there are temples for nice singers, and there are temples of nice actors, there are temples of nice politicians, and they've been considered as incarnation of God or God themselves. I mean, I've heard there was some post few days back, there's some guy who's worshipping Donald Trump in India, and he's made a temple of Trump. And when the Trump came, he did like a Abhishek and Arati of Trump's idol. So there's no you know, limit to such act.
Craziness.
Himani is saying crazy people. Guru Maharaj gave an example of this one devotee. His name is Dadu in Vrindavan. He's 80 year old, and he's very clever devotee. In early 70s in Kolkata, he went to listen to one of the lecture by Srila Prabhupada in Rotary Club. And everyone was so impressed by Srila Prabhupada's wonderful class, and just because of his brief association with Srila Prabhupada, he moved to Vrindavan and tried to practice Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And he was mentioning about that in that class, after the class, there was some gentleman, he raised his hand and he asked Srila Prabhupada that, is Sai Baba God? Now Sai Baba has a big following in India. Lots of people follow him, because lots of mystic powers were displayed by him. So Srila Prabhupada gave him the answer by quoting from Brahma Samhita. Venam Kwantam Arvinda Dalaitaksham Barhavartam Sam Asitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shubham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Majami. So he said that, Srila Prabhupada said that in this prayer, Lord Brahma is glorifying the beautiful features of Lord Govinda, that he's beautiful. He's telling about various sundarangam. He's telling about his ears, his face, his vishesha shobha. He's all attractive, but Do you think Sai Baba is God? Does he fit this definition? So Srila Prabhupada is always firm. He has full conviction in whatever he says. He doesn't mince his words, you know, because he is trying to preach what is true and what he's learned from his guru. Same way, like, Srila Prabhupada also quoted that in World War, just after World War II, during the World War II, there were lots of shops in India which were keeping pictures of Hitler, and they were putting Agarbatti and Diya in front of Hitler, because they said that, oh, because of war we have more business. That's why they were like worshipping Hitler for more business. So these are all the thing. When we have poor fund of knowledge, when we don't know what's true, what's right, what's wrong, when we don't know when we don't know what is the purpose of life, whom we should reach out to, you know, for our spiritual advancement, then we will be always in the darkness. And we'll be always reaching out to the wrong people, because these personalities like Hitler, Trump, Lata Mangeshkar, Amitabh Bachchan, none of them can reciprocate, or none of those people, what to say of these people, even the demigods cannot reciprocate, even demigods cannot grant us residence of Golok Vrindavan. They can't even grant us, the liberation from birth, death, old age and disease. So here again we have to ask as well, that what comes first, Shraddha or faith? Does anybody want to say? You can unmute yourself and say what do you think, if Shraddha comes first or faith comes first? Anybody in the room?
Shraddha.
Yeah, correct. You're correct, Kaman Matali. So Rupa Goswami is saying that Adho Shraddha Tatho Sadhu Sangha, then comes knowledge and faith. So Shraddha and faith Adho Shraddha means that first comes Shraddha, then comes Sadhu Sangha, and from Sadhu Sangha we get knowledge. And Shraddha and knowledge, they go hand in hand, because the more Shraddha we'll have, the more we will inquire about the Supreme, the more we'll inquire about Lord. And the more we'll inquire about Lord, the more we will know about Him, the more Shraddha will grow. So they're like complementary to each other. We should always try to keep inquiring from Lord. And how we can inquire from Lord, how we can gain the knowledge is through Sadhu Sangha. Now, in this quarantine situation as well, we have Sadhu Sangha, we have all these teachings of Srila Prabhupada, we have all these lectures available online, we have all these kirtans available, we have association through, we can reach out to our own gurus, we can write to them, you know, we can have the physical Sadhu Sangha is not needed. I mean, we can do Sadhu Sangha through their instructions, through their Vani. Then comes like their three, and to the whole purpose of having Sadhu Sangha, to whole purpose of having knowledge and Shraddha is to grow in Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't be stagnant. So there are three stages of devotees, and which is Kanishtha Adhikari, then Madhyam Adhikari, and then Uttam Adhikari. So Kanishtha Adhikari is described as the person who believes in going to a temple, who believes in ringing the bell, who believes in deity worship, but then his faith is very weak. He's also called Prakrata Bhakta. And if he doesn't advance, there are high chances of falling down from that stage. So Kanishtha Adhikari is basically have faith without knowledge. You know, so they have faith in going to temple, they have faith in ringing the bell, they have faith in asking things from Lord. But then because of poor knowledge, he doesn't know, like, you know, how to progress, what to ask from Lord. Many times we don't even know what to ask from the Lord. If say Lord appears in front of us today, we won't know what to ask from Lord. So there's this one story which I really, really like, that there was this one lady, old lady, she goes to forest, and she collects lots of wood. And while she was coming back home, and it was a bit dark, she stumbles and all the wood falls down. So she starts to cry, "Hey Ram, my wood has gone down. Hey Krishna, my wood's fell down. Hey Ram, hey Krishna." So she was like praying like this, and Lord appears in front of her. And Lord says, "Oh my dear mother, what you want? How can I help you?" So this mother, she becomes so happy that, "Oh Lord has heard my prayer." And she says that, "Oh, why, please help me to put this wood gatri on my head back." So in this story, we are that lady, you know. We are that lady. We are carrying all the burdens of our millions of births, desires and karmas and stuff. And we stumble and we fall down. And when Lord appears in front of us, that, "Oh, what you want?" We ask for more desires. We ask for more karmas. We ask for more material things. So we're asking him to put the material baggage back on our head, rather than asking for liberation. So we must really know that what to ask from Lord, and how we can get it is by sadhu sangha, by following the footsteps of acharyas. So next stage is Madhyam Adhikari, and how is described Madhyam Adhikari is Ishvara tad adhineshu barisheshu dvisat sucha prema maitri kripa praksha ya karoti ma madhyama. So he is like the four which we have to aspire for. This stage is that there are four characteristics of Madhyam Adhikari. One is that love for God is his highest aspiration. So our highest aspiration should be love for God. We should make friends with devotees. We should instruct innocent. We should instruct innocents and reject jealous people. So we should reject company of jealous people. So this is second stage. And Uttam Adhikari is who understands that service to Krishna is the topmost, who understand that he is under Krishna's shelter. He is tad adhinesu. He understands that he looks everyone with the same eyes, with the same level. And his attitude is displayed by all these Mahabhagavat, like Rupa Raghunath Das Goswami saying in one of his prayers, that Rupa Raghunath Padek Habe Okuti Kabe Naam Bhajabo Shri Yugala Piriti. Or Narottam Thakur Das is saying that, Hey Gopinath, Amire dose dosi asura sakala paibo charane vinoda thakilo bosi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that you have killed all these asuras, you have given liberation to so many asuras, but I am so fallen that I am weeping here for you. So that's Tamadikari. And we discussed that Srila Prabhupada is saying that we should make this lifestyle, this life itself, to go back to Godhead. So we have to slowly and gradually progress from Kanishtha to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam in this lifestyle, in this lifespan. And it is possible because Srila Prabhupada is saying this, because Lord Krishna has told Arjuna and he's shown us the path that how we can reach there. We shouldn't waste this lifespan, we shouldn't wait for next life. We should try to make this life as a life to perfect this birth. Again, when we started the class, with Nashto Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. So what does that mean? That by doing Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, we can get rid of all abhadras in the heart. Now these abhadras in the heart, we know that in the last Bhagavad Gita class, these are lust and anger. And by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by doing service to Srimad Bhagavatam, we can get rid of all these abhadras of lust and anger. Now, there are two Bhagavatas. One is Book Bhagavat, which we are reading and discussing. And the other is the Person Bhagavat, which is where people like Srila Prabhupada and all the gurus. So we need to serve both the Book Bhagavat and Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas by helping them in their mission and all the gurus. And by doing these two service, we can get rid of the abhadras. Now the question arises, how these abhadras can be gone. So the very nice example, again Srila Prabhupada quotes number of times, is that if we have an empty glass, and if we fill that glass with nicer things, then there won't be any space for bad thing. So if we have an empty glass and if we fill that glass with milk, then there won't be space to put more water in it, or there won't be space to put any impure things in it. So let's fill our heart with this nectar, and so that there's no space for abhadras. Another good analogy we can see is that Krishna, his names, his pastimes, all three are non-different. So if say Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's names enter through our ears and go to our heart, and then Krishna sees that in our heart our biggest enemies are lust and anger, he will kick them out, because he's all powerful. He's killed big rakshasas like Ravan, he's killed Kamsa, he's killed Hiranyakashipu, he's killed so many big yodhas in in Mahabharata. So when he enters through our ears to our heart, he will kick these two lust and angers out. Otherwise, it is very difficult for us. We are not capable. You know, like when we were discussing this Bhagavad Gita shloka in last class, where Arjuna is saying that why are we compelled to commit sins? We know that something is wrong, but then we still commit sins. And Krishna explained to him in Bhagavad Gita that it is the three modes of material nature, the combination which motivates us to commit sin. It's the man which is not under control. And when we have Krishna in our heart, he will take care. He will kick those avadras from our heart. There are multiple ways we can practice. There are multiple ways we can practice Krishna consciousness. There are various ways we can practice our bhakti or devotional service. There are 64 rangas of bhakti. There are 9 principal rangas: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pad Sevanam. Even if we don't want to do all 9, even if we can perfect 1, then also we can perfect our life. If we can only chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, sincerely, Srila Prabhupada has guaranteed us, isn't it? Once we chant, once we hear more, then develops the ruchi, then we'll have taste for the thing. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that there are 2 things: nishtha and ruchi. Can anybody tell what is the difference between nishtha and ruchi? Anybody wants to say? You can unmute and say the difference between nishtha and ruchi.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu. Doing sadhana.
Mm-hmm.
And ruchi is you don't taste in anything else apart from then, that's the difference.
Yeah, very nice. So when we have nishtha, I mean, there may be times when we may digress, we may get attracted to
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, just wanted to add to that. I think ruchi is the first stage of once you develop the ruchi, which is the interest, then you move to the second stage, which is nishtha.
No, so I think it's
that's how I see that just clear.
I think it's the other way around. Ruchi is the topmost. So nishtha is basically where you commit to yourself, but then even though you do nishtha, we commit to yourself, but there are chances of you falling down or you digressing because you haven't developed the ruchi yet. Ruchi is the topmost, wherein ruchi comes just before the prema, and then is one of the topmost, wherein you've developed the complete attraction towards it. Then you don't have to do things, you want to do, you want to chant, you don't have to wake up, you want to wake up and do arati. So ruchi is like, you know, towards the top end of the 9 processes. So once we develop ruchi, then we become dhira, then we become steady, then we become sober, then we are not intoxicated towards material energy. So ruchi is really, really deep. So once when you want to have deep Krishna consciousness, then we develop that taste. The root cause for not chanting regularly, the root cause of not doing devotional services is that we don't have ruchi, we don't have taste for it. We still find taste in watching some mundane Bollywood movie or going through WhatsApp. I mean, sorry to say that in India there is this complete lockdown, but people are wasting their life. I mean, I have some school groups I've been added to, and sometime till morning till evening there are like 1,000 messages. So there are so many good ways people can use this lockdown in spiritual advancement, and they're just wasting time on the silly jokes. Sometimes it pains our heart, isn't it? Just out of compassion. And we do it as well, so sometimes we are also part of that thing. So we have to learn from our own mistakes and use this time in spiritual progress, in reading more, in listening more, investing more in the spiritual. As Komal Mataji was giving example the other day about shaking plane, we are all sitting on shaking plane. We don't know whose turn comes next. So let's chant sincerely, and let's make sure that, you know, if the plane does hit something, then we are chanting the Lord Hari's name. When a heart will be filled with Krishna, then we'll have that bhava, that jivara swarup hoy nitya Krishna das. Then only we'll have that vishwas, then only we'll have that that confidence, that war or conviction in our to progress in our bhakti. In so many previous shlokas in Bhagavatam, we've seen that Sukhdev Goswami is giving the importance of importance about listening about Krishna. And when we talk about, so we have only two principal jobs. One is to listen Krishna from our ears, listen about Krishna from ears, and absorb and take it to our heart, and use our lips to say glories of Krishna, and instruct Krishna's instruction to all the souls around us. That's the purpose of our life. That's our ultimate goal, and that can make our life successful. So let's recap. I mean, there are from the purport that Srila Prabhupada has spoken about he took the analogy of frog and compared to the material scientist, wherein the material scientists are not able to gauge the length and breadth of this world, like the frog cannot imagine about the ocean. And we saw that in today's world, we can see that how limited our science, material sciences. Then comes the example Prabhupada gave is the so many materially powerful people are considered as God and incarnations of God, which we have to discard, and we have to follow what our scriptures are saying, what Srila Prabhupada has mentioned. And as Anand Vrindavan Prabhu is explaining, that Srila Prabhupada's each purport and each class is a complete science in itself. So even if we read only this purport, we can see that he's summarized the whole science in this through the dialogue between Narad Muni and Brahmaji. He's covered all the points that he's explained about Supreme Personality of Godhead, opulences, what Brahmaji is saying, and then he explained that how we can reach out to Krishna, how he explained that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna and Lord Ramchandra, and they are not equal to Maharaj Yudhishthira, and how they're great. And then he concluded by saying that the Lord is always the Lord, and common living being can never be equal to him. So he doesn't mince his words. He says what it is. we have to see that another, I'll conclude by small analogy, that when we see this Bollywood movie, when a boy loves girl and girl loves boy, and how they're always thinking about each other, and they're willing to give their life for each other. Same way in, you know, if we really think that we are not doing lip service for Krishna and we really, really love him, we should be sincere in our devotional service, and we should make sincere efforts to spread the mercy we have received with all the devotees around us. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anyone has questions, comments, please unmute yourself, and we'll be happy to listen.
First of all, I just want to say thank you very much for the wonderful class. I think you've touched and covered a lot of interesting points. Very, very good. I just wanted to also touch the words that you picked up from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, just for the sake of everyone. Yeah, Hado Shada Tata Sadhu Sango Tata Vajana Priya.
Yes.
So usually various steps. The first step is obviously for someone to have a desire to be with devotees, a desire to practice Krishna consciousness. That desire leads them to associate with devotees because they have desire. We see so many people, for instance, visiting a temple. Unless they have a desire, they will not continue to associate with the devotees. So once that desire is there, the association comes. From the association, obviously, eventually, they will come even to a stage of taking initiation or taking shelter of the spiritual master. And that way they can practice their bhajan, sangha, ta, bhajana, kriya, that's where it comes from. And then by practicing that bhajan under the instruction of the spiritual master, all the anarthas from the heart will be removed eventually, step by step. And then eventually the nishtha and the ruchi we mentioned comes, you know, one becomes very steady in their devotional service. Because we can only be steady once our anarthas are removed from our heart. It takes a while, but once those anarthas are removed from our hearts, we become very steady in our practice and devotional service. That steadiness will bring us to develop a pure test for devotional service. That test will be there. From that test, we become attached fully in the devotional service. We engage ourselves fully. So that's like almost a bhava stage, when we have a full attachment to devotional service. At the prema stage, Prabhupada says it's a constant bhajan, a constant devotional service. No break, practically speaking. We develop that pure love, and we want to do nothing but serving Krishna through and through. So it's nice that you brought that example. It's a wonderful text from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But I wanted to add, I like the point you mentioned about the powerful man accepted as God, because I was associating, I was translating verse 13 today from Shopanishad. The purport in that verse is very similar to some of the points that you covered, and I was very happy to hear that. Basically, in text 13 of Shopanishad, the verse is Anyad Evahu Sambhava, Anyad Ahur Asambhavat. Mm-hmm. Those two words, Sambhavat and Asambhavat.
Mm-hmm.
Sambhavat means by worshipping the Supreme Lord, somebody can get some kind of result. And Asambhavat means by worshipping someone who is not a devotee of the Lord, he gets a different kind of result. So you mentioned about the scientists, for instance. The scientists are obviously promoting materialistic concept of life from so many different ways. But because you are popular because of their knowledge, you know, they're attracted, a lot of people are attracted to them, and they do take shelter of them. Practically, they see them as good as God. Whatever they say is perfect, perfectly as accepted. And that way, a lot of people are misguided by various powerful personalities It could be a government, it could be a religionist, it could be a scientist, it could be an artist, like you mentioned, or even a wealthy person, various champions, politicians, all these powerful people, they become idol in society. And unfortunately, when the society starts following them, they will dry up. And that verse that I translated today, Prabhupada mentioned that when a plant is growing, you could be watering that plant, but somebody can water that plant on the leaf, another person can water his plant on the root. So whoever is pouring their plant on the root will be nourished, the plant will be nourished and it will grow. But the person who's pouring the water on the leaf, if he keeps doing that, the plant eventually dies. So in society, Prabhupada is explaining, all these scientists, government leaders, or whatever, they put themselves in the position of God, and they misguide people, and because of that, whatever they do is actually drying up the society, it's killing the soul, yeah, and instead of nurturing it. So the important thing is to water the roots. The roots is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service. So I can relate to some of the points that you made with the Ishopanishad verses. I was very happy to hear that. So I thought I would comment on that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. That's why we borrowed you from, or we took, we invited you to Simanta Chakra, because we need your guidance. We need your these commentaries. Both you and Mani Manjari Mataji are great assets for us, and we really look forward to learn a lot of things from you and Mataji. Anyone else want to add anything or have any comments? Happy to announce that we have Devi Mataji with us. So Devi Mataji, you're welcome to Simanta Chakra back, and we really, really want to look forward to have your association. Hare Krishna, Devi Mataji.
Krishnaya, thank you very much for having accepted me from Mauritius and with you in Qatar.
Mataji, we never think you left. I mean, we always feel that you are around us, and all our festivals, every time there's something, we miss you so much.
And it has coincided with his lockdown. So now, and I've been on Vivani, Prabhupada Vani, and I am really delighted to have
great. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks
a lot from you.
Thanks a lot, Mataji.
I hope it becomes a nishtha and she comes very fast.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Mataji. So, Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, do you want to start the Bhagavad Gita class?
Okay, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, I'll start that.
Yeah.
Very nice class, Prabhuji. Very enlightening, very nice class from you.
I'm just a puppet, Prabhu. I was just a parrot. I just, whatever I learned, whatever I heard, just repeated. So none of them is coming from me.
That's the quality of a pure Vaishnava, actually. He thinks himself as a puppet. Okay, let us start the Abhiji 3.28.
Yeah.